Hey there, podcast world. I'm the Mr.
And I'm the Mrs.
Welcome to The Naked Truth,
the podcast where we lay it all bare, literally and figuratively.
That's right. We're here to talk about real stuff, the nitty-gritty of life.
And we mean everything, from parenting to relationships, mental and physical growth, recipes, financial stories, and much more.
But here's the twist. We're recording this podcast while laying in the bed, completely nude.
Yep, you heard that right. No scripts, no filters, just us and the naked truth.
But before we dive in, a quick disclaimer. Things might get a bit crude and not safe for work, but hey, it's all in good fun.
So let's grab a seat, or strip down if you dare, and let's get naked.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Naked Truth Podcast. I'm the Mr.
And I'm the Mrs. And today, we're delving into a topic close to our hearts, transparent conversations with our kids.
Yes, the importance of openness. We aim to create an environment where our children feel safe to ask any question.
We do. We encourage open dialogue, and that has led us to deeper connections and trust in our family.
Yeah, there's a line that you walk between, you know, parent and friend, but I think we do a pretty good job on meeting in the middle.
Yeah, and trying to step out of our comfort zone that we were accustomed to while we were growing up, like we said in the
first episode, maybe? Second?
Yes, Bible Belt.
Yes.
Deep South. And, you know, that was a topic that was hush-hush, and you don't talk about those things, especially around your family. And I think after years of that being ingrained, you know, we stepped back and said, hey, we want to do something different with our children and be more honest and open, like we have been trying to be with ourselves and each other over these past few years.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much stuff that, like, I mean, you just raised the way the time and the area that we were, like, you just don't know. And it's really, I would almost say dangerous, like, because there's just things you don't know because there's, you know, I mean, any type of education about anything somewhat taboo was don't do it or you're going to die.
Abstinence only. So when you're pushed that from, you know, a young age, then you're just ingrained to not ask questions, and that's an off-topic subject not to be discussed. And so then you find yourself in a marriage, you know, years later, and you're like, man, I don't even know about my own body parts, and much less yours.
Right. And then, like, what little bit of stuff you do learn, it's not real because it's on TV or in movies, and it's such an exaggerated, fake, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to say it, but it's just over the top. I mean, it's Hollywood. It's,
right.
It's Hollywood. It's not real life.
So, we talked about this in our thing one and thing two, or you know, getting a little older these days, and so we're, of course, having to think about having the discussions of, you know, the traditional birds and bees. And I know I have done quite a bit of research myself on the best ways to do that. And again, not just focus on abstinence, because let's be real, that doesn't stop anyone from exploring during their teenage years.
Right. Yeah, like that one, this is actually when you're a little bit more researched on than I am, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, like, yes.
You went more into that. I kind of let you take the lead on some of this because you brought home a couple books. I mean, that one you brought home, the something talking turkey, whatever, that was just dumb. But
but we did end up getting our son one that was tailored towards the preteen boys. And man, when we started that open conversation, I was amazed, just because we had always made it a open type, you know, we're approachable. And so when I opened that dialogue with him, I was just blown away at how much he shared and how many questions he had, because he felt comfortable enough to do that. Where as in the household I was raised in, and I'm sure the mister as well, we would have never in a million years thought about asking our parents those questions. So I feel like just that in itself is like a huge step in the right direction with our children.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, it's, I would much rather them come to us who's had, you know, experience, and I guess, you know, we've done a lot of research lately for ourselves, like over the past couple of years, and learned a lot, but I would rather them come to us or feel safe enough to come to us to ask questions rather than some nonsense website or one of their friends who's realistically just as dumb and clueless as they are. You know,
like, exactly. I think, you know, and not just about sex in general, or, you know, them, what to prepare for in the you know, coming years during puberty and things like that, but even I want to be open and honest with, like, say, alcohol and drugs as well. To not have them such a just mystical, ooh, you got to stay away from those. And then the first chance they get, they want to experiment, just because we kind of kept it from them. So instead, we kind of think, we're trying it out. And so far, so good. We're just more open and honest. And we don't really open those conversations, but if they mention it to us, we don't lie. We don't, you know, try to say, oh, let's not talk about that. Any topic is on the table for us to discuss, as, you know, as they come to us with those questions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's, like I said, once again, for us to be just open. I mean, they're a thing that exists and they're going to encounter it. It doesn't matter what your lifestyle or setting was. From my, you know, early teens, I was pretty devout and, you know, had my hands folded, but I still encountered pretty much anything under the sun, even in, you know, one of those type settings. And I mean, I didn't ever partake in anything at a younger age, but it was there. Like, I mean, so why hide it and pretend like it doesn't exist when we can potentially give them a little bit of information to make a educated decision and
more informed decision? Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, we were really pushed with the whole abstinence in the sex area to say no to drugs in the drug and alcohol. So yeah. Just acting like, you know, it doesn't exist. I can tell you from my opposite encounters growing up as to the mister, there were all kinds of things that were experimented with, and you know, I just got really good at hiding things and being more sneaky. And so instead of doing that, and I probably put myself in some very dangerous situations, if you will. So I'm wanting to do things differently with our young ones and let them be able to come to us, you know, from the get-go as they hear about new things. And, you know, they're dabbling in social media a little bit, and they're going to see those things. So why try to, you know, just keep it hidden? And then, because they're going to search it out anyways. So,
right. I mean, we're not saying that we're going to, like, enable them and give them the things, but they're going to encounter it. And if they really want to try it, they're going to figure it out. I mean, just be real. Like, you know,
exactly. As far as we try to run a judgment-free zone in our household, where our kids, you know, they can voice their thoughts and concerns, and they can come to us with things, and we try not to, you know, we try to keep it a little lighthearted with a little sense of humor, because that's just our personalities, and a little sense of humor and a lot of sarcasm.
yeah, and, you know, kind of, you know, we keep it age appropriate. We don't, like, go, all right, check it out. Dude, I know you're young and you're just noticing girls, but one day somebody's going to tie somebody else up. And man, it's going to be awesome. No, we don't do that. We, you know, we keep it age appropriate, and kind of by doing that, it's and being as open as we are with things, they're able to ask us stuff that their peers,
yes,
maybe, so we can fill in, you know, fill in the blanks.
We can fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
When they hear, and that's what opened my eyes when I first started talking with our. Our one that is closest to puberty years, and try to talk about, you know, the body and the changes and things like that. And then when I, opened it up to, do you have any questions? Wow. The slang terminology that I had to get familiar with, was unbelievable. But hey, we filled in all the blanks, and, I think, again, it made us closer, strengthened our, you know, our trust and honesty in our household. And I really feel like, you know, if there's questions in the future, that our children will feel safe and comfortable coming to us with those questions.
Right. And, you know, like we've kind of mentioned before, like kids are going to try alcohol and whatever. And, you know... I don't necessarily, like I said, would never supply with them,
right.
But like I hope they do understand that if they are going to experiment with that, like I would rather them do it here where we can supervise kind of from afar.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure they're safe. They're not, you know, be like, okay, well, you've had enough. You'll understand. Or, you know, but that's so much better than them sneaking off somewhere and telling four different friends' parents, they're at a different place and be hiding out in a field somewhere, and one of them
get alcohol poisoning,
yeah,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that. We do emphasize, we try to emphasize the risk that come along with, you know, say alcohol or drug use,
right?
Or even unprotected sex, for that matter, when the time comes.
Nothing's
but,
worse than horny, drunk, and stoned at the same time.
Exactly, that's a bad recipe. So, but we do want to talk to them about the risks that are there, and then also about making, you know, well informed decisions. And so, I feel like the more information that they have on that, the better educated, you know, decisions that they can make. So
right. And I mean, just think about it, listen, going back to like the sex thing, would you rather your teenage kid learn about sex from, you know, a real person like you, mm-hmm. you know, or from some exaggerated Pornhub clip? Like, I mean, realistically, like something, you know, like something like that is so far from reality, like,
right.
I mean, it could honestly be dangerous.
Exactly. And we also like to, I was looking at, also we
she like, lost her place in her notes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I totally lost my place.
So we do ad lib this, but we do have notes on kind of points that we want to talk on.
I was just going to talk on the consent part as well.
Yes.
I'll let you talk about that a little.
Yeah, we have already kind of talked to them about their body is their body. It's their choice. And it's the same thing for anyone they're around. We're not like the overly like you have to ask before you hug your sister, but you know, like everybody needs to be on the same page. So nobody feels pressured to be in a situation that they don't want to be in.
Right.
I mean, even honestly, it kind of gets on the missus' nerves. Sometimes I ask her, like, hey, are you okay? Or are you good with this? Because sometimes she's kind of made the joke. She's looked at me and was like, I consent. It's fine.
Yeah. But we do want to have that be important in both thing one and thing two's, you know, toolbox to understand consent and make sure that, you know, whoever they're in a relationship with is on the same page and understands that as well. And then also on top of that, you know, being safe, in their actions and,
yeah, I mean, I want them to be able to physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever otherly, be able to protect themselves, like, and, you know, make sure they keep themselves safe. And, you know, as parents, we can only do it so far. You know, I mean, really, we're not going to be a shadow to them everywhere they go. That's not fair to them. It's not fair to us as parents, but we want to be able to arm them with enough information and knowledge and, you know, secondhand experience of things where they go and go, oh, this situation sounds familiar. This is a bad one. Or,
exactly.
Okay, this one is, we're okay. We're good. Or, you know,
yeah,
I know how to handle this.
And we're even upfront with them, like, about the alcohol and the drugs as well. I'm thinking of an instance where, you know, recently, with the hype of all the gummies out there these days that are completely legal.
Talking about the car show?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, from time to time, the mister and I may dabble a bit. Only in the legal form, but anyways,
it
so
should be legal anyway.
The one was with us and kind of started talking to us about the different gummies, and I was kind of surprised that he knew some of the details of different ones, and so, you know, I just went ahead and told him. He asked, "Do you and Dad do that?" And I said, "Well, on occasion we do, yeah." And then I took the chance to kind of describe to him, because there are so many of them out there, right at their fingertips. I went ahead and described to him kind of what to expect if he was encountered with one of those.
Yeah. And
because I would rather him know that, hey, I don't need to be taking gummies from strangers, number one.
Right.
You know, because you don't know what's going to be in them. And kind of went ahead and told him why different people use them. You know, it may be for pain relief. It may be for anxiety. You know, different things so that people aren't having to take prescription medication instead.
It was all the above for me at that moment.
Yes. Yeah. So,
I don't do well with crowds.
I kind of took that opportunity to just go ahead and be up front instead of being like, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because so, I think that would just, you know, cut down on the trust that we have,
right,
have built thus far.
So while we're on this topic, I'm going to go ahead and spit it out there. 3T or Via Health Company, if you hear this, come on, send us something. We've spent a lot of money with you.
Those are two of the faves. we have mixed and matched different flavors depending on what the flavor of the day was.
The Day Tripper, is that what it's called over there from Via?
I believe so.
That one's awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's usually our Day Drift, I believe.
Day Drift. Okay, yeah. That bad boy, you can tear it off and take about a quarter of it, and you're good to go.
And that makes even our podcast a little bit more enjoyable sometimes.
Right.
So, anyways, but we do, you know, we encourage our kids to ask anything, and nothing is really off the table. And if we don't know the answer, I mean, I'm not going to bullshit them. You know, I'm going to say, well, that's a good question, and let me get back to you on that. Because I think just keeping that honesty is going to be key for them to come to us when they do have, you know, difficult situations when they approach those teen years and a little later.
Right. And I think I've said it before, too. Like, I had this crazy realization one day that our job as parents is to render ourselves useless for our kids. We need to inform them with enough stuff where they don't need us.
Right.
I mean, and that's not, like you say that and you're like, oh my God, that's kind of heartbreaking in a way. But if you have given them everything that you can and they can survive on their own, you know, be sufficient, you've done a fucking amazing job. I mean, it may be when I'm 110 years old that they don't need me, but nonetheless, like, that's my goal, is, you know, to, like I said, render myself useless for my kids.
Yeah. And I do want to kind of, I guess, focus in on that we try to model curiosity around our house. It gets so bad sometimes that, you know, we have to verify each other by asking Alexa at the dinner table. because our kids are just, I guess we've got them like us. They're used to looking up things. So we do want to spark that curiosity and also respect everyone's opinions while we're, you know, while we're going through it. But, I think that's important, is to teach them, again, like you're saying, to eventually become self-sufficient. And to do that, they need to be able to, you know, research information and look up things for their self and make their own conclusions. So, I think we really try to build that.
Yeah, I think our favorite hobby around the house is calling bullshit on each other. It's pretty constant. I don't know how many times you've came to me and you're like, hey, I saw this on TikTok. I'm like, it's bullshit.
Nope. And I'm like, no.
It's 100% not true. And then it happens to me too.
But we really do want to, we want to equip them with the knowledge and confidence to navigate things they're going to face in the future.
Oh, God. I just don't want to raise idiots. There's so many of them.
You deal with them on a day-to-day basis, as do I.
Oh, God.
And, wow, we're just trying to, you know, raise some that can think for their self and actually make educated decisions.
Real quick, I'm going to put this out there, and I'm sorry to call people out, but if your kid is between the age of about 13 to 17 right now, you fucked up somewhere. I don't know where. But good Lord.
We're hoping that there's some more of you out there like us somewhere trying to teach these teens coming up some life skills in general.
Because now, not only am I having to do this for my kids, I'm having to do it for ones I don't even really fucking know.
Anyways, we're out here trying to save the world. One kid at a time, starting with ours. So, you know, and we also, I mean, speaking of, you know, our choice of clothing or lack thereof, we try to be pretty open with them. I know we've mentioned this in an earlier episode, but with them trying to have their safe space of being just in their body, you know, because we don't want to throw that shame or embarrassment that our generation was given.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to be fully clothed at all times. Don't let anything hang out. And, you know, if you were, then, I mean, oh my gosh, it was a disrespect to, you know, everything. So, instead, we let them have their safe spot, just like we have ours, which is in your room. And, you know, and they know they have to knock on doors before they come in. And, if they want to hang out in their room naked, which actually both of them do quite often, they like to sleep, you know, with nothing on. Cause I mean, if you haven't tried it, please do. It's the most comfortable thing ever, just to take everything off for the day. So
yeah, and it wasn't that we actually ever encouraged them and told them, hey, you guys can do this. It was just they naturally did it younger, and we just never told them they shouldn't. We just was like, yeah, it's cool. Just, you know, do it in your room.
Just hang out in your room. And we started that from early on. And so now, you know, if they want to go in their room at whatever time of the day and hang out naked, that's, you know, so be it. Happy for them. And we're not going to be like, what are you doing? You know, yeah. And
you can't do that.
Any of that shame. And, you know, half the time when I'm running around in a hurry, because I'm always in a hurry, you know, sometimes I'm half dressed running around trying to get something out of the kitchen or the living room or something. And they don't think anything about it.
No, I'm not, because I'm always the last one in bed and first one up. So
yeah, sadly.
I'm up like an hour after everybody, and I'm up a good hour before.
But I really think that that's good, again, for them to discover about their own bodies. And, you know, by occasionally me running through the house and grabbing something or whatever, I feel like, especially with daughter, it's good because, I mean, she feels open enough to, like, ask me questions about my body, mm-hmm. Which, again, I didn't have that because that was a off limits topic in my house. So
Thing One would just look at me and go, "Why is your dick so little?"
That is not true. Oh my gosh. But really, like, I mean, did you have someone that you could talk to about your body parts growing
up? No.
Heck no.
My dad was an alcoholic and spent all the day or the whole time in the garage.
Heck no. And then I think that both of them too are developing, you know, more confidence, self-confidence in their own body. Because we don't have any kind of shame. You know, if I hear one of them saying anything negative about their body, I try to turn it around and say, hey, you know, if you want to make some healthy changes, we can make some healthy changes. If you want to, you know, start whatever it is, you know, we can start doing that. We can work on that together, but it doesn't have to be a, oh my gosh, look at this, negative kind of thing.
Thing One has started working out with us a little bit, and Thing Two has started taking some youth fitness classes, just because they see us doing it.
They see us making more healthy choices, and like that's really exciting to me because, you know, maybe it's just the generation we are. Our parents were not focused on physical health.
Oh yeah, not
I would
at
say
all.
Ever. So
I mean, when I graduated high school, I was at 300 pounds, and you know, and that was because we weren't really educated to be the other way. Is like gravy and biscuits, fine.
Bacon.
Right. And then, I mean,
I didn't know about healthy choices. No, not much. No.
Like, in the past year, well, this morning, like I told you, I hit the lowest weight that I've been in over 15 years.
Since before we were married?
Yeah. And 8 months ago, I was 270 pounds, and this morning, what was it?
211.
Yeah. And it really wasn't drastic changes that got us there. It was
just consistent.
Yeah.
Healthy choices, portion control, and going to the gym 3 days a week. And not going and doing anything crazy at the gym either. I mean, just
no, we go and we
following a plan and
moderately for an hour.
But I think it's, I mean, I think it's the consistency. I think it's the consistency. And I feel better than I've felt in years. And I think both of our children can see the difference because we don't give out as easily. We don't, maybe hopefully not as grouchy because we're getting some stress relief. And
yeah, I don't know. I was pretty pissy today.
You are a little pissy.
But I've been
today.
In a lot of pain lately. So
That's true. We'll get through that. But, anyways, I don't really know how we changed from the transparency of sex, drugs, and alcohol to working out, but here
well,
we are.
No, it was still on the body thing. I mean, it was.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Trying to stay away from the body shame and, you know, pointing out the negative aspects instead, trying to focus in on what we're happy about with our bodies and saying, hey, this is the way we're made and. And we're going to make the best of it.
Yeah, I mean, and so I know, like, growing up, my dad was a complete fucking liar. Because every time I would ask him something, he would give some bullshit answer to make himself sound like he knew literally everything or he has done everything. And I don't know how many times in, you know, our kids' life, they come up to me and they're like, Dad, how do you XYZ or what do you know about XYZ? And I look and I go, I don't know fucking shit about shit. And I said, but we'll figure it out together. And, you know, so like, that's another thing. Like, I don't want to fill them with false information. Like,
yeah.
If I know, I'm going to tell you. I am not good at sugarcoating anything. I am blunt to a point that's not always great.
That sometimes makes me want to smack him, but yes.
We were watching some show the other night, and she's like, what do you think about it? I was like, it's corny. And she just pissed at me for like 2 days.
But yes, we want them to come to us, and like you said, we don't want to be bullshitters, so, but believe me, I can bullshit with the best of them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that with the children. I want them to be able to believe what we're telling them and that we're not going to sugarcoat. We're not going to, you know, make it softer because, you know, we don't think they can handle it or whatever. But, I like that. If we don't know, we're going to tell you we don't know, but yeah. we can look into that. Instead of them going, like we said, to someone else, to a third party, to an app, you know, whatever, to right. find that information.
We're not professionals about anything that we're talking about on here, and that's kind of the thing, like, we're not giving a professional opinion.
Because we are definitely not professionals at this.
We just wanted to kind of take the average approach and be transparent with everyone who listens as well. Like, we're not experts. Do not ask us if this is fucking legally okay, if this is medical device. No, it's not.
We've got two naked scientific results. We do not have any.
Yeah. Like I said, we're two naked assholes laying in bed talking about stuff that we have kind of personally encountered. And that is the transparency of it. We're just...
Exactly. So, again, we're kind of open and transparent in our conversations around our household.
Like I said, it's just a place. I mean, it's the same thing. You can come to me and ask anything. The kids can come to me and ask anything. Fucking anybody that's out there listening can email us and ask us anything. And if we know or we have experience, we'll tell you and, you know, give you our opinion. If we don't know, I'm not going to tell you to kiss my ass. I'm going to say, hey, let's figure this out together.
We'll try to get some info and get back with you. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think that we think we are subject matter experts. If you hear something that we are saying that, hey, you're like, hey, I've tried that and that didn't work for shit, you can reach out to us and let us know. Hey, you're headed down a bad path.
Yeah. We don't know.
Because we're making this shit up as we go, to be honest, aren't we all?
Yep, and we just kind of figure out what works, because sometimes, you know, we'll do something, one of the kids will have a complete shit fit, at the end of the night, we just kind of look at each other and go, oh, that didn't work. That didn't work at all.
That was not what I thought was going to happen. So, anyways, we're going to keep being transparent throughout this whole journey that we're taking with you all.
And hope to shit we don't cause any psychological damage to our kids.
Exactly. So, once again... thanks for joining us on another episode of the Naked Truth Podcast.
We hope what little dumbass insights we have may inspire you to have open and honest conversations with your loved ones. And, hey, there's going to be a little secret bonus episode coming up soon.
So stay tuned.
Yeah. Ooh, that one's exciting. It's going to be a first for us. But until then... keep it real.
And keep it naked.
Nude? Naked?
Nude.
She had a gummy. I did not. You know what? Fuck it. We're transparent. We're keeping that in here. See y'all later. Bye.